A new school year is underway in Ukraine, where active fighting and a lack of bomb shelters in schools means most children are learning online. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny spent time with teachers and students and brings us this report.
The first day of school in Ukraine is usually a big deal. Teachers are showered with bouquets of flowers from families. There's usually a celebration where students dress up. Sometimes there are concerts. And at School 134 in Dnipro, a city in east-central Ukraine, they usually have a selected student ring a bell to mark the official start of the day. On this day, in the middle of the war with Russia, that bell, with yellow and blue ribbons, is sitting on the head of school's desk. Each teacher has got a bell, and they're going to ring it online, says Olha Morhun, who's the acting head of school. Today is not just the day of knowledge, she says. It's the day the school family flies home. Except there are no students in the school today, but there are teachers dressed up in each of their classrooms ready to begin the school year online. Morhun rushes us down the hall to see the teachers in action.
Доброго ранку.
Добрий день.
Добрий день.
Добрий день.
Добрий день.
Tatiana Serak is greeting her 12 and 13-year-olds. Turn on your camera, she says. Downstairs, a first-grade class is doing introductions. In sparkly red heels, Anastasia Volkovenska asks her students to tell her what they like. I like a cat, says a girl from the screen. Marvelous, exclaims the teacher. Behind her, a string of letters reads first time to the first grade. A few doors down, a third grade teacher has brought her grown daughter to class to help her run the Zoom session. I'm going to play a song, and you have to guess it, says Olha Chudnivets. It's the Ukrainian national anthem. The students join her and her daughter in singing along. Down in the basement, there is a bomb shelter here, but they've decided to do mostly online anyways. Our most important goal is safety, says the head of school. That's why we're all online still. Before the war, the school served about 1,500 students. Enrollment is actually up today because students from other areas of Ukraine, like Kharkiv and Luhansk, have relocated to this city. We're sad everything is this way, says Morhun. But we won't be discouraged. Our main task is to give the children this feeling. In the northern city of Kharkiv, classes are also online. But it's a much more tense situation. Nightly shelling and missile attacks have damaged several schools in just the last week. At a community center, a police officer is instructing 9 and 10-year-olds how to stay safe during the war. He's introducing the topic of the two-wall rule. He draws a diagram on the board. There's a circle to represent an explosion, two lines, and a stick figure on the other side. The first wall will take the explosion, he says. The second wall will get the debris from the first wall. 9-year-old Sasha is listening intently. He tells us he's disappointed he's not going to school in person. Sasha says he hates when things are out of order, and lately, with the war, a lot of things have been out of order. This makes me really uncomfortable, he says.
What do you do when you feel that way?
I take 3 deep breaths and then 3 normal breaths, he says, just like his dad taught him when the war started. His mom and dad are at home with him when he's doing online school, which makes him feel safe. And he says the breathing technique, it's been helping. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, Kharkiv, Ukraine.